Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you for another opportunity that we have to go into your word. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you'd speak to us, cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus for everybody under the sound of my voice that is challenged in their body. In the name of Jesus, I command that your hand rests upon them and those symptoms be lifted. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak life to you. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I speak healing to you. Let these words that I speak translate to life in your body and cause healing to come to you. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. Isaiah chapter 53. There is really no way we can... I think I like the statement that was made that, you know, life is lived forward, but is understood backwards. So we live in the New Testament and continue to do so, but we truly understand our lives by seeing the prophetic breath that gave birth to us. Oh, I hope that is not too much English. You see, we live in the New Testament, but we understand our lives by seeing the dealings of God in the Old Testament. So life is lived forward, but understood backwards. So if you will understand the redemption in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, you must read Isaiah chapter 53. As a matter of fact, in understanding redemption, there is no way to talk about redemption without talking about the great redemptive scripture, which is Isaiah chapter 53. And prominent in Isaiah chapter 53 is our healing. Isaiah chapter 53, the Bible says, who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? When you understand the report, when you understand the gospel, one of the things that you will come face to face with is the need to share it. Everybody that has contacted the light of the gospel wants to share it. You really want somebody to hear it. Who has believed our report? The gospel has become our report. The gospel that Jesus, in his death, burial, and resurrection, has made healing available for you, has made you healed, has empowered you to get other people healed, is something worth sharing. The gospel is something worth sharing. But this is my gist. Shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should behold him, or we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The word sorrows and grief is best translated sickness and disease. Koli and makob. Koli in the Hebrew, makob, is sickness and disease. Jesus became sickness and disease on the cross so that you can become healed and whole. You were born healed. Listen, redemption did not just give you something. Redemption made you someone. At redemption, Jesus did not just do something. Jesus became something. So when we were redeemed, we were not just given something. You were not just given healing. You were made healed because there was no way to make you healed if you were not redeemed from sickness. If you were not bought back from sickness and disease, as in if your freedom was not secured by the blood of Jesus from sickness and disease, there would have been no need to heal you, because the moment you were healed, you will right away come again under the influence of sickness and disease. So first, you were bought back from under the dominion of sickness and disease. Then you were given healing. Every single healing miracle and testimony you have is a proof that healing has been paid for in redemption. You have been healed in the health insurance scheme of heaven. You have been fully covered. So you are healed and you were so born. I trust that bless you. Shagwa Lemide, thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.